No, she wasn't well. She had, of course, some of the family don't believe it, but my son-in-law said her lungs were all scarred up. He said she must have had TB. But some of the relatives said no, so I don't know. But it's one of those things that he had to go. She went to the doctors and so on. He had to pay, you see. He didn't have anything free at all. And so she had, once or twice, she had operations and so on. But he worked all the time, so I used to work all I was able to.
So you were, would you sort of hire out during sugaring? Is that?
Well, I've forgotten. We had 4 weeks. They paid me so much a week, I forgot. Mm-hmm.
And you sugared at the Fullers?
I stayed up and did the housework. So what I did. She was a school teacher. Amy Fuller's name, but she was very pleasant, very intelligent woman. But as I say, of course I do dishes and sweep or what the regular work. That's mm-hmm. all. And so I stayed. I think whether I stayed all 4 weeks, I don't remember. Of course I always was working. I could never remember when I didn't work. I used to work Saturdays.
Amos
is right. And I stood, I went to, on Saturdays, there was a school teacher. Her name was Parsons. She was a very pleasant person. She had 3 or 4 kids. And I used to, on Saturday, and I did what work, I could, but my father told me not to do the mopping. You tell her, no, you don't want to. He said, that's too hard work. But, so he told me he says, you do all the other things, but tell her you can't do it. And so I work on Saturday. I guess they paid me 50 cents. And on top of that, I was janitor. And the thing my mother would let me, I just never could understand it. They're in Warren Village. Why? I didn't went to high school when I was more than 13. How I was doing the janitor work there, carrying those chunks and things upstairs. Why? Think of what young people did. And I did. And my sister was so young she couldn't start the fire downstairs. Half the time I'd have to do that. Sometimes my mother came over a little, but my mother, I think, shouldn't have done that or else done it herself, but she didn't. I think that was her mistake. But I don't know if that's more than a year or not, but of course you had to sweep down those stairs. It was too much hard work, but with those days, you had to work.
Floyd Fuller is still alive.
Oh, he is? He was the youngest one, I think.
He was the youngest. And I spent some time interviewing Earl Fuller, who was the oldest.
He was a punk.
I gather he was.
Yes, tricky.
That's what a lot of people said.
Yeah, but I tell you, some thought she was the one. That the mother was probably.
Tricky.
Yeah, that's why they got it. I don't know. But they weren't any of them. Those two were both of them stinkers. Floyd, he married a kind of a likable girl. I don't know what he ever turned, how he did turn out. I never did know. You don't.
He was quite a horseman, I guess.
Uh-huh. But I don't know what he was like. He was a younger and fairly good-looking fellow. But Earl, I knew he was a stinker room. And we know that the other one was, yeah. But somebody said that it was on the mother's side. I don't know, I'm sure. Of course, we know that Amos Fuller.
Amosy
was all right. He was good. I can just see him slopping around. He never was slick and neat. He was dirty, so hang. And the other Fuller, Floyd's father was neat and slick. She was very slick and so on. Yeah.
That's what Bob Gove always said. He talked about how neat Floyd's father was and how messy Amosy was.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Amosy, you never knew. Might be his pants fall off. They weren't fastened on. I don't think he cared. He was that way always. I remember him. Yeah.
Floyd told me the story of his foster brother, who I guess got caught in the workings of, what were they doing? Some kind of, and he apparently had his testicles pulled off, and then Mrs. Fuller wrapped mm-hmm. him all up, and they carried him over the mountain and then put him on the train to Burlington, and he lived.
Well, one of the boys, huh?
This was an adopted, I was trying to think what his name was.
I see.
I'm blocking it for the moment.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that hardship?
Well, yeah. What did I say?
Pearly.
Oh, Pearly Fuller. Why, he wasn't very too smart anyway.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But he was about many, 17, I guess.
I've forgotten this a long time ago. I remember I've seen him, all those old characters. That's one of those things. I would never thought of it if you had mentioned it. Yeah, but, yes, they had.
And Belle was married to Arthur Hartshorne.
She was a pretty nice person, I guess.
She also was adopted, I guess.
Hartshorne was different than Frank. He was he was a good student. He was very different. But Frank was odd. Because Frank married a German. She was an office. Those girls are smart. Both of those girls graduated from Boston University. Both of them. And, one of them married Rich. Frank Rich. I wonder where she is.
She's still around, but I think her mind isn't so good anymore.
Wonder if she's up. Does she come to Warren, I wonder?
She does. Her what's her name? Can't think of her first name. Hartshorne. Suggested I come see her to interview her. Mm-hmm. And then she said no. She doesn't remember much anymore.
She was a very bright girl. Frances.
Frances.
That's her. Then the other one's name, Pauline, I think. Seems so was Pauline. She graduated.
Well, now, one of the...
She was up in Maine.
Now, there was a Hartshorne, Arthur, I guess, used to write songs, like the yellow-painted hack.
I wouldn't doubt it any. You see, his mother was very religious. She was an awfully likable person. She used to be my grandfather Lucy's apartment. She married a man by the name of Hill. And I don't see how in the gods they got along those days on washing. They never had any washing machines. I had to wash everything by hand or rub board. And I thought I remember that old lady. She wore those long wool skirts because, and it was so cold. Why, they must have been filthy. She was trying to wash them. I don't know if she managed or not. I put them in a tub, but I thought of her so much. And she was she played the organ pretty well and sing. Oh, and she made I had a book of her for many years, where she had written. That's where I got that,
She had written songs.
I think so, the old mother. She was a very smart old lady.
Do you still have that?
I don't think so, no. I don't, I could look over, but I don't think so, but. She wrote songs, as I remember, and she was a great singer.
Ah.
Oh, yes. She was,
now, this is Art's mother.
Yes, Frank's mother.
Darn.
But as I say, the father, Hartshorne, I think he went to Norwich University. Well, I don't know if he taught or what, but I'm quite sure he's well-educated.
Huh.
And he used to teach up in there. Of course, my mother learned a lot from him. My mother was a good penman and so on. My mother was a good student. So they all of them up in there. The school was nice, I've thought of it. Woman, you probably knew Turner. There was a girl. She was sister to one that married the Anne that married Parrish, and she was a graduate of Castleton, I think. And she taught up in that school for a long time. I think her name. I think it was Edred. Edred Turner. I think that was her first name. She was she taught there, probably quite a few years, 2-3 years anyway. She was before she was married. She was very good. Both the girls were. Well, I try to think of Norm Robinson.
Oh right, yes.
He had a nice home, didn't they?
I think so. Now he's somebody I didn't talk with, but was told to go see.
Well, that's the old one. He had a nice farm down the road, and he had, if that's the one.
I talked with Bertha Tucker. Remember her? And I talked with she's the sister of, there's a big farm.
Mabel Tucker, no.
Yes.
Mabel Tucker.
No.
Fred Mobuses, they live over there. Did you ever meet them? They're nice people.
No, I didn't meet them.
Well, they're still living, I think. Last I knew. Out in East Warren, they were nice.
Yeah.
The one there, the family.
Now, there's another woman I interviewed who adopted one. She was talking about the Germans that came over to Warren. And her brother was adopted from a German family. And she told the story of the German guy came over and married a local Warren girl. And then somehow she learned that he had another family at home. Mm-hmm. And she sort of died of a broken heart. Mm-hmm. And then she left three young children, 2, 4, and 6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he worked in the mill and had a mill accident and lost his arm and then couldn't earn his living and shot himself. And the three children were then adopted by various friends. Mm. And this woman, whose name I can't think of, was the daughter of the family that adopted this young boy.
Mm-hmm. I don't seem to know who you're thinking of now. Of course, the Mobus family. There were quite a few Mobuses there for a long time.
Yes, yes.
He was German.
Yes.
And she was German, too. And there's quite some remains of them there, probably now. But of course, John Mobus was a nice old man. Everybody liked him. I think he was honest. He was a nice person. I didn't know much about her, but she was a typical farm woman, hard-working woman, yeah. Yeah. That's all those German peoples.